Pelosi suggests she will blow up infrastructure deal if radical demands are not met. By Hannah Blow on June 24, 2021. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, on Thursday suggested she will blow up the bipartisan infrastructure bill if the Senate does not also pass a reconciliation bill. When asked how she is trying to quell the concerns of the progressive members of her caucus, the 81-year-old California Democrat essentially said she is willing to blow up the deal if their demands are not met. Demanding a reconciliation bill to pass Democrat agenda items without the threat of a GOP filibuster. It's as I said. There won't be an infrastructure bill unless we have a reconciliation bill. Plain and simple, there ain't going to be an infrastructure bill unless we have the reconciliation bill passed by the United States Senate. She said, with her remarks garnering approval from far-left Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY. Let me be really clear on this, we will not take up a bill in the House until the Senate passes the bipartisan bill and a reconciliation bill, Pelosi emphasized. If there is no bipartisan bill, then we'll just go when the Senate passes a reconciliation bill. President Joe Biden on Thursday announced that lawmakers struck an infrastructure deal with a group of senators, five Democrats and five Republicans, forging an agreement that he claims will create millions of American jobs. The bipartisan group included Senators Richard Burr, RNC, Bill Cassidy, RLA, Susan Collins, Army, Chris Coons, DITA, Lindsey Graham, RSC, Maggie Hassan, DNH, John Hickenlooper, DCO, Mark Kelly, Diaz, Angus King, IME, Joe Manchin, DWV, Jerry Moran, RKS, Lisa Murkowski, RAK, Rob Portman, RO, Mitt Romney, RUT, Mike Rounds, RSD, Gene Shaheen, DNH, Kirsten Sinema, Diaz, John Tester, D. Mound, Tom Tillis, RNC, Mark Warner, DVA, and Todd Young, RN. The announcement comes on the heels of what White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki described as productive meetings between a bipartisan group of senators and senior White House staff on Wednesday, in which they outlined a potential agreement. The tentative agreement reportedly includes $559 billion in new funding,